2010s. 2010, here we are again, the start of a new decade, and more spare time than I could shake a stick at. We have decided to upgrade the garden fencing and have new neighbors as well at number 9, nice family, Nikki, Bradley, Kelly and dad Chris with mother-in-law Pat. Her at number 10 has decided she wants number 9 to erect any new fence on their side of the boundary line. We are going to move a bit of ours cause number 10 has a tree part in our garden now. All is well, we pay Nikki and Chris 50% cost of our party fence. Her at number 10 wants to buy the panels, we are to fit the posts and pay labor etc. Panels supplied are too small when fitted, I remove them and hand them back. We now build a 6-foot 3-inch fence out of featherboard to match number 9's fence. All happy except her at number 10, she gets her solicitor to write, I tell her to piss off as I have photo evidence she removed the boundary marker. Ah, well, not an easy year after all. 2011 Carol has now been made redundant, and we are lucky to have the cottage's rent as income as that and job seeker's allowance is all we have until my pension arrives in 2013. We have savings, and Carol's redundancy money, so we'll survive. This year is the time to upgrade the garden with new shed, garden shed, summer house and some work around the house. Looking rather good now, we are pleased with our efforts, and number 10 can't see us anymore from her workroom etc. Life is blissful again. We need a new oil tank this year as the bottom of our old 5-year-old one is falling apart and is about to flood us out with a 1000 LTRS of oil. We borrow 240 LTR waste bins from Derek and June at number 12. Cans from Roger and Andrew and we now have 4 green 80 LTR dustbins full of oil as well in the back garden. Let's hope none leak. New concrete base, plastic tank fitted by yours truly, job done yet again. Bad news, Ian Yelling has at last succumbed to his cancer after nearly 5 years. A release, but a great loss to the families. 2012 more work in the front garden this time, Paul at number 7 has decided to have flint gravel on his drive, we have had our 165 feet Lylandy and Burbis hedges removed out the front and Paul has said I can have the gravel as long as I put down his new drive, and move the old gravel first. Sounds fair, so job done number 9 are happy as bare earth where old hedges were is now covered in creamy gravel. Time to scalp the lawns and get rid of the ants' nests at last, hopefully. On the family front more sad news as Rach's granddad Les Yelling has died of dementia-related illness. His wife Sylvia is taken into care at High Littleton as well suffering with some kind of motor neuron disease. Can it get any worse I ask myself. Old age does not come alone. 2013 Carol's mom Doris has been taken ill in April, it turns out she has had a stroke and has memory loss and has difficulty coping. We eventually get power of attorney for her finances, and she moves to residential care at Greyston's in Barefold Bath. She loves it, and they keep her busy with lots of chores. She now has problems knowing who her relatives are. The 24th of July, a date I shall always remember, so will Carol. This the day I woke up on my stomach, most unusual, sort of slid along the wall to the bathroom, drunkenly, got to the toilet obviously very unwell. I sat on the toilet holding the left side of my head and I said to Carol, you aren't going to like what's going to happen next. I went down on my right side like a sack of shit. My vision disappeared into a small triangular window shape, all I could hear was a buzzing, all I could feel was sweat everywhere. Time stood still, cause the next thing I know is a ambulance driver with a wheelchair is asking me if I can get up into his carriage. Without a stitch on, and a blanket wrapped round me I am bundled off to the RUH. I've suffered a half-body stroke, nightmare. But I'm still alive and kicking, well with one leg, ha ha. I spent a month in bed before I could get up the strength to walk again with a tripod. Aftercare with a speech therapist, nurse, physiotherapist, etc. A holiday, in a chalet near the woods, was booked for a well-earned holiday for a week in September this year. Little did we know at the time we would end up buying it. 2014. The bungalow in Timsbury is up for sale. We have been assured by the agents a buyer is ready to move ASAP, liar. It actually took 3 months longer than planned because of planning problem at their end. Nightmare. Could only happen to us. We have decided to move to Dorchester into a chalet which we are going to convert into a more spacious home. Andrew Jackson, the owner, on the surface appears to be a genuine sort of guy. We find out differently to our cost. £3,000 rip-off. Luckily we stopped any more payments until documents are signed and exchanged. His son Jamie has given us quotes for the new extension, sunroom, decking, re-roof, etc. It will cost some £62,000 with the new bathroom and kitchen bits and the new bedroom furniture, etc. Got to be done, unfortunately I can't do it anymore myself. Pain in the ass. Sad news. The 8th of August, 2014 was the day Doris died after a second stroke. This time there was no way she would recover. Cremation at West Wilts Cemetery. End of an era for all the family. 2015. Our second year in Dorchester sees us ready to rewire the new kitchen and tidy up the outside of the chalet walls, etc. Our philosophy is, Rome wasn't built in a day, so we are not going to rush it, especially as my body is slowly healing the motor neuron path to my damaged bits. I can do a lot more for myself now, no more £1,000 per day builders for a bit, thank goodness. Carol has found a new friend called Sue Roberts who is a local character and fun to be with. We have now been sold, as a park, to John Romans who has 12 other residential parks. We expect to see changes, hopefully for the better, as the previous owner was a bit of an amateur at any improvements. An ex-solicitor cowboy indeed. It was a very mild, bit very wet, December to end the year. We finished off the new guest room and beds ready for my sister Rosinery to use when she made the train journey from Keensham to visit us. My niece Bernice has been in touch and hopefully will visit us in the new year. WTH her mother, should be fun. 2016. The year started well, with sunshine at last, still very mild out, allowing us to do some outdoor chores for a change. Andrew has bought a villa in Mazarian, Murcia, Spain with our help, so we now have another property in the family stable. The workshop is coming on, more bits from Dave Reeves for the Imco Miller machine, a motor and mounting plate to fit and wire up, my man cave, shed, is looking very professional again, all solar powered as well as it was in Timsbury. Solar panels will have to wait for better weather before fitting the bulk of them and maybe the wind turbine. September has seen another new car, a Honda HR-V diesel with a bit more height and leg room. Goes quite well and Carol likes it, so I guess we'll keep it for a bit. A blast from the past. Phil Parsons has been in touch after all these years. 1975, he met Malcolm James at Nick Allen's mother's funeral. A year for blasts from time 70s, etc. Malcolm has issues with health and money due to complications with his business and his son Steve. I'll try and help if I can sort out his mountains of documents. Nice to visit Phil in Bathampton with his wife Wendy. They have no children, but do have Rolly the cat and land issues with the neighbors, etc. What joy. 2017. Well, this year sees no changes to the park yet, apart from neglect. We have dumpers using our large bins for industrial waste. Manager not interested. He doesn't do a lot, no hedge cutting, but will begrudgingly get the lawnmower out if pushed. No planning approval given yet. Been busy sorting out Malcolm and Phil's problems since Christmas. Very stressful for me to be using my grey matter again. Kids are making good use of the villa in Spain, taking family and friends with them. They bought a people carrier to leave in Spain after driving it from England. Have now had to break contact with Malcolm after sorting out his problems with Bath Council, and he failing to act with the fraud squad. 2018, the year that I became 70 years old, well. Now we know this new book is working correctly, I shall be able to keep you informed and up to date. Year started off with Morngate Park being renamed Hardy Country Park, a bit pretentious but having changed the appearance so much by demolishing 23 trees, removing all the caravans. Further radical clearance of the land was to follow. Massive earthworks and leveling of the 4 acres of what was the old holiday park area, all the recreational equipment was gone and outdoor picnic areas were leveled. The gentle sloping site was gradually transformed into 3 terraces. New roads are under construction. Andrew Jackson's father would be turning in his grave to see this happening to this once natural-looking wildlife park. The builders are here with the H&S fencing panels. Well, it is different. The 18th of February it started. Noise, mess from 7:30 a.m. until 4:00 p.m. A shock to the system to start with, but we soon adapt to the mess and routine. Eggs and omelette come to mind at this time. People are getting used to being approached by Mr. Romans and his staff to move, sell their homes at knockdown prices to satisfy the need for cleansing of the site. The intention is to re-landscape 4 acres of the park. Carol and I are trying to keep our heads down as little changes immediately around our pitch take place. Wishing well has gone, so have trees in next door's garden. Disruption to the wildlife is constant. Our wild haven has been changed beyond belief. What next, I ask myself. Christmas 2018 was spent in Midsummer Norton with the family. We were joined by the extended family and used the new outdoor garden room Andrew had built. Great time, great food, and nice to see the granddaughters again. The old hometown looks the same, as I step. 2019, 71 years on the clock. Still ticking. March. Family came to visit, we went to the Spyglass restaurant in Weymouth for a meal, outside in the garden was warm. Views across the bay made it special. Work on our Hardy Park was coming on apace, workmen were being fed with biscuits and watered with tea on a regular basis, just like a mobile cafe around our bins. Some great character. The 8th of June birthday girl. 18, doesn't seem possible, Chloe is an adult. She might not think so, but she is bright and intelligent. Going to uni, hopefully Plymouth, a wrench from home, her first foot on the ladder of independence. Party was in Chewton Mendip Hotel, family and friends affair, arranged as a surprise, she thought it was only a family meal. Wrong. Brexit. 2019 was a year dominated by the UK leaving the EU, all we had in the news every day, it became both boring and frustrating to see the media storm and posturing to get the best angle, the most outrageous story possible. Thank goodness for some break from this. We had after all voted to leave, everyone wanted it done. 48th wedding anniversary rounded off the autumn quite nicely. Ah well, soon be Christmas and the snow. Use browser back button to return to previous page. to 2020s. People from the past. Voice bits I put on disc bother my stroke. Sounds so different hearing it now. Reflections of events. The old hometown. 8 Somerset Folly. Boundary dispute. 2011 before NAD after, the 4 feet panels have been replaced with 6 feet feather edging. 2011 My transport. 2011 Piaggio MP3 Tourer LT300cc. Driven on a car lyceps, weighed in at 512 pounds. 2013 Transport for Carol now she's a lady of leisure on a pension. Honda Jazz. Power to the people. 2013 We are wind and solar powered now, saving about 20% on our energy costs. 2013 Mourngate Park. Chalet as we saw it in 2013 before extension and tree removal. You can just see 65 feet overhanging Lylandy. 2014 Mourngate Park. Here is the, nearly, finished article with sunroom on the side and decking, the roof retiled and entrance gates. 2015 Honda Civic. An economical 1.6L diesel that can do 130 miles per hour and 80 miles to the gallon. Sorted. Clearance of the site trees. New park entrance, right. New chalets behind us now. Chloe, birthday girl party. Rose and me at Portland. Christmas party at M. Norton. Santa had to stay outside.